Hey, seven people, happy birthday, Jesus, Merry Christmas. Oh my goodness, I pray you all have had a fantastic day. My family and I have truly been blessed today. The children are happy, so guess what? We're happy. And my prayer, like I told my sisters yesterday, was that no child woke up this morning without at least one gift. And I saw so many people giving back. My family and I were able to bless others. And you know what? Don't worry about what you can or cannot do. Just do you. Do what you can. And be able to bless others, because it's a blessing to be a blessing. So I just pray you had a great Christmas. I pray that, of course, you sang Happy Birthday, Jesus. I pray that you just thank God, because I know I did. Just thank God for allowing me to see another Christmas, for allowing me to be here with my family, for allowing my husband and I to bless our children with great gifts, and just to eat food and laugh and talk and play games and enjoy one another. But mostly all, just happy birthday, Jesus, because Jesus truly is the reason for the season. And I'm not trying to sound corny, but he is. And don't really know how it ended up that on Jesus' birthday, we ended up giving each other presents. But that's a tradition, and that's something we do. And you know, and everybody don't do it. And it's okay. But my family and I, we do it, and it's just a blessing. But I always remind my children exactly what the reason for the season is, and that's Jesus being born, and thanking God for his only begotten son, and thanking God for blessing us so we can bless them. On my Facebook page, I posted this morning, of course, happy birthday, Jesus, Merry Christmas. But I also wanted to discuss being saved as a Christian. Christianity has been around for years, and I know it's going to be around for years to come. And some people might say, what does it mean to be a Christian? You believe in Jesus Christ. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You believe that Jesus was born and he walked the earth for 33 years, healing the sick, raising the dead, you know, blessing others, teaching them about God, teaching them right and wrong, you know. And he was crucified on the cross. He died, but he didn't stay dead. That's what you're believing. You're believing that he rose with all power in his hand. He took the sting out of death. That's what you believe as a Christian. Once you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, then you shall be saved. And nobody can tell you you're not saved if you believe that about Jesus. And it's a holy trinity. It's Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. And it comes like a combo, like when you order a combo from Chick-fil-A with the drink and the sandwich and the fries. That's Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. All three come together. It's a package. It's a holy trinity. And so on tonight on this podcast, I just want to ask you, do you want to be saved? Do you want to live a more Christ-like life? Not a perfect life. Nobody was perfect but Jesus. Are you going to sin? Yes. We sin and don't even know we sin. Okay? But thank God for forgiveness. Are you going to still continue to make a few mistakes here and there? Yeah. Because we're human. We're flesh. But can you focus on learning more about God and Jesus and reading your Bible and truly trying to listen to him leading God your life, and will it be better? Yes, of course. So tonight on this podcast, I'm not going to be long. I'm actually a little tired, ready to go to bed. Had a wonderful full day, but I did not want the night to go by without me asking you if you want to be saved, if you want to accept Jesus into your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. That, you know, He died, but not only did he die, he rose with all power on the third day in his hand. And that when we die, we don't just die. Our flesh is buried, but with Jesus, our spirit lives on forever. So, if you believe, if you answer yes to those questions, you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, then guess what? You're saved. And when you become saved, like I said, it doesn't make things perfect, but it's so good to know when you're going through things that God is there. When you're having good times, God is there. When you're having some hard times, God is there. When you lose a loved one, God is there. When you're sick, God is a healer. When you're lonely, God is a comforter. When you can't rest at night, he'll give you peace. He'll give you understanding. I didn't say things weren't going to happen. Oh, yeah, that's life, period, point blank. We live in a land of sin. But to know that you have someone that you can call on 24/7 and he hears everything you say. And the thing about it is the more you read his word for yourself, the more you understand, the clearer you can hear his direction for your life. So I just did not want to let another Christmas pass without me asking you if you would like to be saved. Now, once you've confessed it, you believe it in your heart, guess what? You put your hands up in the air and you say, I am saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. And no one can take that away from you. No one. Once you've become saved, I encourage you, of course, to read your Bible. I encourage you to, of course, pray all day, every day, throughout the day. Pray for understanding of his word. I encourage you to find a Jesus teaching church, Jesus teaching organization, so that you can continue to learn more about Christ and about God and about the Bible, the instructions. And I encourage you to surround your people, or surround yourself around people who are on your same journey. Focus on living a life more like Christ, a healthier life, spiritually, physically, and mentally. And watch how God will move in your life and watch how he will begin to lead your path for real, and you just watch him work. I'm going to get off here. Like I said, I've had a great, wonderful, busy day, ready to lay down and get a little rest. But I just encourage you to talk to God. He's always listening. Please continue to check me out on Facebook and Instagram. And this wonderful podcast on Anchor, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. And I'm going to continue to start back coming on. It's been a while. I've had sinus issues and a cold. My voice still is sounding a little weird. But I plan on podcasting at least once a week. And if you would like for me to come and remember, I'm a teacher of life skills. Come and teach life skills to speak at your organization. Just message me or inbox me or email me. All of my information is in my profiles on Facebook and Instagram. And you can also help me to come and speak as a Christian speaker at your church or any type of organization that would like me to speak. Once again, email me, message me or email me or inbox me. And I would love to come and speak at your organization. I'm going to get off here, but please, please, please continue to have a wonderful Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. I love you, but most of all, God loves you. More blessings. Peace.